TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster. That, of course, is Evan Jenkins. And we are here to talk drafts, prospects, future, whatever. Hell, we just sometimes come in and talk. Every once in a while, just for the hell of it, I'll let out a swear word or two because I can. And, yeah, we're here. Download us, subscribe to us, all that stuff. But the Tigers, really, right now, looking at how they set up for the postseason, Evan, I don't think they look too good for setting up to the postseason. Am I making too much out of this? I see a bullpen that's a bit flaggy and leaking. I see one starting pitcher who's great, and then I see a bunch of starting pitchers who are, well, maybe not so great. And I know offensively they got some potential, but I don't think they're a dynamo. What do you think about the Tigers? What are they doing? Are we making too much of this?
I don't think so, because if you ask me, pitching wins in the playoffs. And the reason they were so good last year is that this pitching chaos that they had was so exceptional, and their bullpen worked out well, and then you had Tarek Skubal. Now, the only thing that you got going for you this year is Tarek Skubal. The additions that they made at the trade deadline, Charlie Morton is Charlie Morton. He is what we expected, right?
Well, 41-year-old Charlie Morton, you know, although he throws pretty well.
He does, but...
And his curveball can be nasty, but he hangs that thing at the wrong time, and he's just not the Charlie Morton maybe that he was in the past at 41. You know what? They would have been better off getting Verlander, actually.
He's actually pitched really
well
lately. Paddock from Minnesota... Is Chris Paddock from Minnesota?
Yeah, we knew it. That was
Montero that they got.
Well, he's had a couple good outings. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but don't count on that.
Yeah, I'm talking the reliever Montero, not Kiner.
Right.
And but it just seems
I agree with you about it.
Right now, Pat, they're having auditions for the postseason.
Oh, in Toledo, they got all kinds of guys lined up
even
every
up
year.
Here,
yeah, I know.
Canely, he's not the guy anymore. He is not what he had. He's a one-trick pony, and for some reason, he leaves those changeups up.
Yeah,
now.
But he's been doing better lately.
Not his last game.
Yeah.
He gave up multiple runs. I don't know if the Tigers have the lineup that can outscore teams, and that's what really worries me about them in the playoffs. And it's scary, and it's kind of what we maybe said early on is that, you know, baseball season is a long freaking season. So having the best record in June really means nothing come September, and that's what we're hit with right now. Still be proud that, I mean, odds are they're going to win the division.
There's no way they're not going
to
win.
I mean, right, they would have to fall off a cliff.
That's just not going to happen.
And so we should be proud of that, but at the end of the day, winning a division, I need to hold that really odd-looking flag trophy that they hand out to the World Series champion.
Well, this is a weird year, and I hate to repeat myself on this, but it's to me, it's the truth of the issue right now, as it appears. You know, we're talking in, it's closing in on mid-September, and it is like at the trade deadline. Scott Harris, he did some things, right?
He tried.
Now, Finnegan, before he got hurt, was, a wonderful addition. I don't know whether he's just going to be able to, come off the injury list and just pick up where he left off and dominate in the postseason, but that looked good. But Paddock, that turned out to be a house of cards when he got through six innings, and you could tell by looking at the raw data, which we talked about. Charlie Morton's got an issue, is that he throws an old school curveball in an era in which the launch angle swing is there.
Yeah.
If there's a mistake, it's not good. He's still got pretty good arm, though, and that pitch, when it's really working, is dazzling. But the problem is it leads to mistakes.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
None of those guys. Rafael Montero, that he can be good one day.
And then off.
Off the next. So you can't. I don't know if you can depend on that. He did have one good run in his career. But none of that. And the thing is, they do have Seawalt throwing. And I watched his outing at West Michigan, and he threw the ball like Paul Sewald. He could help them. He doesn't throw hard, but he's got this funky motion.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sidearm.
Well, it's kind of half sidearm and everything, and he's good against lefties and righties. And it looked like a sweeper, which is his big pitch, was working well. That could help him. But, again, it gets to why do you need two catchers, that have the same MO that are playing in Double-A? Why, couldn't you possibly have moved one of those and gotten something to help you now? And why do you need 3 second basemen? At Toledo, they play one at third, one at second, and then one DH's, like on this rotating basis. Talking about Anderson, talking about Hoyu Lee, and talking about Jace Young to maybe get you more, help for your pitching staff. So, and that to me, and then the and I appreciate this. I'm not, when somebody says something and they're honest about it, I appreciate it. Even if I disagree with it. So don't take it that I think Scott Harris is an idiot or anything. I think he's a really good GM and everything. I just disagree, or president of baseball operations, yeah, Evan.
That's right. Greenberg's the GM.
Yes. I just, would you say Hank Greenberg?
No, Jeff.
Jeff. So anyway, I appreciate, you know, the honesty about it and the transparency. I just disagree with the notion that it, you know, the window of opportunity is an illusion. It's not.
Yeah.
You talk about chaos. The American League is chaos.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, the Yankees are good. You know, I mean,
who,
what the hell is
it? Welcome who they play this week.
Right.
3-game set against them. So, that's a good litmus test.
Yeah, so you got all these different factors that come into play here, and that you maybe should have done more at the deadline, because a couple years down the road, you may have a better team but not as good an opportunity. And there, that's before we get to the Scubo factor, which is kind of obvious.
Well,
so I don't want to, you know, I mean, I repeat that like almost every time we have a conversation about the Tigers. But it, to me, that is the factor there. Did he do enough? Did he leave too much on the table?
I think a big factor in it that hasn't been mentioned, that they counted on Alex Cobb, and irrationally so. I mean, I don't think that they made a rational move with him. There was a guy that was like basically set to retire. I'm just going off of his quotes and what he's talked about. I mean, he just put out a long statement the other day.
Yeah.
And I do feel bad for the guy, because I do think he was really, really trying to play for the Tigers. His body just wouldn't allow it. But I don't know whose team doctors that you allowed to go look at this guy and say he's worth $15 million and somebody that you can count on. When, Pat, I'm not a doctor. I'm not in the front office. But every update about Alex Cobb was not a good one. And there has to be some blame there that you sat there and thought that this guy was going to help your team when you needed him the most.
Look, I don't know what's going in their mind on this, so I'm not speaking for them.
No, this is just us talking.
No, I'm just telling you that as somebody that watched Alex Cobb's rehab pitching, I watched every one of them. There's no way they could have been thinking that after they saw him that he was going to help them this year. There's no way. I'm talking about in the summer here when he was at West Michigan and he couldn't retrieve the ball being thrown back from the catcher if it was a little offline. He couldn't move to cover bases or, you know, bunts, or, you know, if there was a, you know, a chop out in front of the plate. He was very much struggling physically. His arm was okay. You know, but you can't go out there like that. And in recent outings, you could see where it was still a problem. But, you know, it was just a serious mistake for the reasons you mentioned on Cobb. And also, it gets to the point where, hey, you know, spending money, it's good if you spend money. It helps you win, but you have to spend money wisely. And the Cobb signing and the Jack Flaherty signing, at least up to this point, don't appear to really, you know, they get much bang out of that $40 million. His offseason signings of Gleyber Torres turned out to be a good one.
Very good.
That turned out to be pretty good. But for the most part, his acquisitions have not panned out as much as you really would like at a percentage for a GM. Who have they added that's really helped them under his watch a great deal? Most of the players that they have that are pretty good are players that have gone through their system. And this is a credit to Harrison and his folks, and gotten better.
Oh, yeah.
And to the coaching staff and Hinch. We're talking about Wenzel Perez, is a way better player than I would have anticipated. You know, not that he's a great player, but he's a major league player. You know, McKinstry would be, and Holton would be, the two scrap heap guys that he got a couple years ago that have helped them a great deal. But, you know, the free agents and all that, he flipped Lorenzen, those type of things. And they do have some holes positionally. The left side of the infield's scary. It really is. And You know, with Sweeney out there, that's just, you're just not going to get production out of him. That would be like a major, like, hey, come out of nowhere story if he did well offensively in the postseason. And he's just okay defensively. Every once in a while, he gets a blip with his arm, and it's kind of weird. And Javi is just, you know, that was a great story for 100 games, but that's turning out to be what that is. So they got to play McKinstry probably at short more than they want. And Colt Keith, he's not a third baseman yet. You know, they bounced him around all over the place. So if they had started him at third base, he'd probably be a lot better there. But he has problems. Those pop-ups in Sacramento are kind of bizarre. And, Andy Ibanez, he's Andy Ibanez. So they've got a few issues there and flaws. But the good part for the Tigers, all these other teams are just, you know, a hot mess.
Oh, yeah. The Tigers are really set up for the future. And I think you make a great point that everybody that has been in-house – for the most part, has exceeded expectations almost. I mean, let's be honest. I didn't expect Dylan Dingler to be the player he was this year. I expected to see some flashes, but he made himself the starting catcher. Boom. Right? End of story.
Well, Evan, I want to get my receipts for that one.
Well, I know you've talked to him, but...
No. I understand what you're saying. I think most people weren't anticipating.
No, not to like that extent.
I want my receipts, like Rieger or Mark Ryan, those
or
guys.
Brad Holmes.
Those guys would be constantly talking about, oh, I knew that.
But that's the beauty of sports radio, is that you talk for hours a day. Some things are going to be wrong. It's just how it is. I mean, it's the same with a major league GM. You're going to make some moves that aren't correct. I mean,
no, but look, for us, it doesn't matter.
Nah.
You know, I'm talking about GMs. You're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
But, you need to be right a higher percentage.
Do you think that he would take this as a learning experience to maybe,
I don't know,
improve the team when you can? I always look at teams that are trying to win in 26, 27, 28, and my whole thing is you haven't won since 84, so if you got a chance here in 25, why not take it?
Well, I don't think he should be thinking like that, but what I would say is that it's kind of obvious that you have a league that's winnable.
Yeah.
And you have a pitcher who's in his prime. I mean, he's at the top of his game.
But doesn't that go back to him not believing in these windows?
And and then saying that it's an illusion, that it's not windows. I think you have to look, and be a little more, channel your inner Dave Dombrowski a little bit at that point. And then why do you have 3 second basemen and 2 catchers who left on the table at the trade deadline when those are positions of depth? You need to take your minor league system and use that to help you win at the major leagues. It's not rocket science. It's not new school analytics. There's nothing to it other than common sense, and he may have bypassed that opportunity. But you mentioned, will he learn from it? It depends on what happens with the Tigers.
Sure.
If the Tigers end up being really good and advancing deep into the playoffs, especially if they win it all, which seems improbable, to be honest with you, but could happen. They're going to be in the tournament. Scott Harrison, I told you so. He'll be like that. If they end up losing, he'll get a lot of wrath from others.
Yeah.
You know, the fans will be calling in here, and I'll be defending him, you know, to a degree, because I kind of understand the situation, even though I disagree with them. I didn't know if you knew this. There tends to be an overreaction. Some of our hosts play on that, which is what makes us beautiful.
Sure.
But, it's kind of in that sense, should they have done more. So.
And I always look and think about what is actual success for general managers and teams, right? Yeah, every team wants to go and hold the trophy at the end of the year. But if maintained success is what keeps your job and makes the owner happy and the individuals happy, then I guess so be it. Who am I to say anything? But I guess I also can't be a fan that says if you don't win the championship, it's not a success, period, right? And you got to take a look at it. Because
well, you're going to have that, and that plays into, hey, you're going to be right like every year. Right. If you're one of those fans, they didn't win it all, so they can't do it. You know, they're not this and that. And I believe in winning right now, and if you don't get the big prize, it's a disappointing season. Well, it's a disappointing season for most teams. How many teams are in Major League Baseball? 30. Mm-hmm. How many years has it been since the Tigers won the World Series?
41.
So, you know, you say, well, that's a long wait, but there's also, you know, it is longer than the 30 teams or 29 other teams, but it's still, you know, it's improbable that you win it all.
And so I guess if his success to the fans, to the media, to everybody in the organization is winning one of those trophies and it happens within 10 years of him being here, then so be it, right?
That's what they have to do, but you still have to go for that goal.
You have to. And I just feel this year was a very, very prime opportunity based on where they were within the division, the AL. I mean, they're still within, what, a half game, a game of first overall in the American League. So maybe we are nitpicking or I'm nitpicking on certain things. But when you watch the games 162 times, and if I can identify those weaknesses, you know the other 29 teams can identify those weaknesses, and they're going to attack them. So I guess in a perfect world, they figure it out in the next half month going into October. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think that they would pitch Tarek Skubal more than what his pitch count or whatever would be. So playoffs are worrisome for me.
Yeah, I think we agree on that. I like their chances in the postseason like 2 months ago better, and I like them a lot now.
Yeah, because things that we thought could happen actually did. And right now, I don't think you can count on Casey Mize and Jack Flaherty. I mean, I see some fans saying, oh, Reese Olsen. I don't want an injured pitcher coming in and pitching in.
That's a long shot.
You know what I mean?
And Melton's a bit of a long shot, too. You know, I know he's got a good arm, and he really came on, but you know, it's a bit of a long shot. Their pitching is a bit dicey. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a bit dicey. So we'll have to see. Baseball's got weird whims and, you know, different things. A month from now we'll be in here. I told you so, Evan, they were gonna win the World Series.
I know, I'm wearing my World Series hat.
Yeah, so Evan's sure. In here, you know, 2 months from now we're like, hey, you know. But hey, download us, like us, subscribe to us, all those good things. We'll talk to you next time.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.